This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Local meat processors across Wisconsin saw record sales in 2020, but the nonstop demand has also put stress on the entire industry, from farmers to processors. As Hope Kerwin reports, many producers are wondering how long they can keep up.
In the processing room at Seiler's Food Market in Elmwood, employees break down sections of beef into steaks, roasts, and ground beef. One worker uses a bandsaw to efficiently slice stacks of T-bone steaks.
The guy on the saw is reading those cutting slips, doing all this cutting for individual customers.
Jake Seiler, the owner, says his dad was also a butcher, and so were his grandfather and his great-grandfather. Wearing a white butcher's coat over a sweatshirt in the chilly room, Seiler and his employees take animals from slaughter to airtight packages of raw and ready-to-eat products that are custom ordered and sold out of the shop's retail store. Seiler estimates that 95% of the animals he processes come from within a 60-mile radius of his shop in western Wisconsin.
We're always busy, and we're very blessed to always be busy, until the whole pandemic hit and everybody starts panic buying.
Last spring, the meat processing industry made headlines when some of the largest packing plants in Wisconsin and across the country were forced to shut down as COVID-19 spread through their employees. But problems with the meat supply weren't the only reasons consumers saw higher prices and empty shelves at grocery stores. Just like toilet paper and hand sanitizer, consumers who don't normally buy ahead were stockpiling meat in their home freezers. Jeff Sindelar, meat specialist for the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Division of Extension, says that trend only got worse as news about the outbreaks at processing plants spread.
When product availability was exhausted, are becoming exhausted in supermarkets and grocery stores, some or many consumers turned to other avenues and discovered small processors.
For Jake Seiler, many of these new customers wanted to buy directly from farmers who were hurting after large plants shut down. His company ended up butchering animals that were meant for the much larger Smithfield and JBS plants. And like many small processors around the state, Seiler says his new customers stuck around even after the large plants reopened. From April to November last year, his beef sales alone were up almost 200%.
There wasn't enough of us to fulfill the needs of the consumer who wanted to support the farmer. So that's where the bottleneck came. And even till today, our beef slaughter is booked out 24 months.
He says in some cases, that means farmers are booking slaughter appointments before animals are even born. Seiler says he and his employees are tired after working at this nonstop pace for almost a year. He's been looking into expanding his butchering hours and bringing on new staff to help meet the demand. But growing his business is not as simple as creating a new shift. Back in a large cooler room, he points to the already packed rail running along the ceiling where cow carcasses hang, waiting to be broken down.
You can see how we are literally at capacity with just being able to move them on this main rail. If we had more room, obviously we'd be able to butcher more.
Jeff Sindelar says this is a common problem for local meat processors. Many just don't have the space or equipment to expand, and they often struggle to find skilled workers. He says these are the biggest hurdles for small businesses looking to turn the demand surge they saw in 2020 into something permanent.
There's greater threats of losing customers because they can't keep up with demand or can't keep up with the pace that they have been, you know, in the past 6 to 8, 10 months or so.
He says the industry needs support to expand their capacities and the labor pool. Governor Tony Evers has proposed a new state grant program for local meat processors and new money for workforce development in his next state budget. The ideas have already gained wide support from farm lobbying groups. Jake Seiler says the funding would mean a lot for producers like him. He's confident his new customers will continue coming back. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.